Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
Chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the war. Bring me mine.
Lady.
You
cry
yourselves at you, not women.
Ew. I'm uncomfortable.
She's a lady.
And welcome to Mama's in Rhythm.
I was just
waiting for him to do that again.
God, that was gross. I got doggy slobber all over my clothes now.
I'm your husband, okay?
Is it still called doggy slobber if it's your husband?
It wasn't doggy slobber. It was like secondhand doggy hand slobber.
Secondhand doggy hand slobber?
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's science.
All right, guys. Like I said, welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie is not here because she's in Disney. Fuck that puta.
Wow.
I want to go to Disney. I was supposed to go for my birthday. But Jeff is here.
Hey, what's up? Uh-oh, and there's Oliver.
Oh, why is your
his lips blue. Uh-oh.
What were you eating? Ve, lávate los dientes y vete a la cama, por favor.
Was that candy?
Where did you get candy?
In the shed.
Uh-oh. Welcome to Mama's. All right. I don't know what to
That was parenting. So today we are drinking a Clos de Bois.
Clos
de Bois.
De Bois.
It was gifted to me for Christmas, and it's actually been sitting at my desk at work for the last month, and I forgot that it was there.
It's a California Pinot Noir. Our classic Pinot Noir offers lush flavors of red cherry, strawberry, and vanilla mingled with aromas of baking spice and a silky finish, creating the perfect wine for when you want to unwind. Enjoy a glass by itself, or if you're Missy, drink the entire bottle. Oh.
There's parenting going on.
There's screaming going on. Like, I feel like I did something wrong.
Wait, did she get to introduce you or no?
Yeah, she said hi, and Jeff's here.
Oh, Jeff's here.
Yeah, hi. She just kind of threw us into this.
It's okay. So we're here. It's been a bit. Well, no, they had some episodes from us, but we're going to try to put out something for you guys so that you don't miss out just because.
Some of us aren't here.
Some
of you guys aren't there.
Steph is enjoying the magic and wonder of the Disney.
Did you figure out what it was?
I'm sure it's candy, but he's like, oh, Sophie gave me candy. I'm like, she's been sleeping for half an hour already. Where the fuck did you get candy? At 9 o'clock at night.
It's backup storage candy. Don't you have backup storage candy hidden in the house somewhere?
Yeah, but it doesn't turn my mouth blue and you can't tell that I'm eating it. Duh.
What? I didn't eat the candy.
I know, you're being very aggressive.
Sorry, I'm very angry.
Drink some wine.
You're being extremely aggressive.
Listen, I almost punched a first grader today on a field trip. So,
I mean,
I had to let it out somewhere.
You didn't even have to specify on the field trip.
No, Sophie tells me, like, oh, this, because this little boy sitting in front of us on the bus, she's like, he called me a snitch. And I was like, what? And she's like, he called me a snitch. And then he was like, yeah, she's a snitch. And I go, what? And he was like, a snitch is a tattletale. And I'm like, I know. But you know what's not nice? Name calling. I'm like, don't be a, what did I say? I said, I don't forget what I said, but I was like.
Did you say asshole?
I wanted to call him an asshole. So that, but I also wanted to, like, take his glasses and snap them in half. So.
Oh, my God.
Bully.
He had glasses?
Yes, he had glasses, but he was calling Sophie a snitch. How can she be a snitch if she spent the entire 45-minute bus ride sitting next to me, talking only to me about playing a hand game?
But maybe this is pre-snitching.
Yeah, this might have been a, this might have been a, this might have been a post-snitch.
Post-snitch
discussion.
Snitch?
Is it a golden snitch?
No.
No, that wasn't good.
I appreciate the effort, though.
You tried.
I tried.
High five for trying.
No, drink some more wine, boo-boo. You're funny when you're
two
drunk.
2 points to Ravenclaw.
No, negative points.
Maybe
for negative. No, negative points.
No, she tried, so she gets 1 point for effort.
Oh, that's what it was. It was a blow pop.
A ring pop.
A ring pop, I mean. That Neri's eating now.
It was a backup.
It sounds amazing.
It's Neri's reproposing.
He got you another ring.
Banger.
Have I talked on the podcast about what happened, like, before he proposed to me?
With?
Okay, so before Neri and I got engaged, I was, like, flipping out a little bit because all of my other friends were getting engaged. And I was like, motherfucker, it's been 4 years. Like, let's speed this process up. And
at that point, there's no speeding up the process.
It's, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
I think it was like the day after Valentine's Day. I was like, we were in our apartment and I'm like sweeping up, and all of a sudden he goes, oh babe, I got you a ring. And I was like sweeping and I still had my back to him, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I was so excited, and then I turned around and it was a fucking blow pop. And
it could have been worse. It could have been a Nuva ring.
But those are expensive and would have been greatly appreciated.
Or on his pee-pee.
This is true.
Jesus. His pee-pee ring.
She's on fire.
She is en candela.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the funny thing is that we only had been dating for a year. But we knew pretty early on because
your clock was ticking.
Because she told me I was ready.
Yeah. Right. But
that's how that works.
Yeah. But we were surrounded with other couples that had been dating longer than us. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like an implied threat that if we got engaged before Alina.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be dead.
Yeah.
Because her and her boyfriend had been together for like 4 or 5 years at that point.
Did you get engaged before her?
No.
I ain't crazy. That little girl is crazy.
She's smelly.
Yeah, and now she's gonna be working with me. Yeah, no.
No, so yeah, right after they got in, because then it was them and then the other couple and then us. And then we got married like pretty much in the same order too, the same year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Neri gave me a blow pop and a ring pop, and I want to throw it at his head. And then like a month later, we actually got engaged.
Did you keep it?
I did. It was delicious.
So you ate it?
Yeah. And I posted a picture on Instagram. I was like, look at my ring that my boyfriend got me. And
did you?
Like, his friend, Al Jackson, was like, watermelon? You didn't even get her grape? Like, you should have got her grape. And I'm like, no, but I like watermelon.
So basically, as you were holding the
I was like, okay, like,
I'm going to turn around.
Calm down. I was like, I can't. At first, I was like a little bit mad because I'm like, that's not how you fucking propose to somebody. Like, hey, I got you a ring. Like, shut the fuck up. Here's your ring. But I was like, whatever. I'm getting the fucking ring. Like, just be happy. And then I turn around and it's a ring pop. And I'm like.
So you thought he was going to be like kneeling on the ground?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a romantic moment. No. No, it was a ring pop that he like was probably 30 seconds shy of throwing at me. So like, no, not.
Well, we like on a couple, like on, I don't know what date it was, but like it was the first time that we like were starting to introduce each other to each other's family.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to dinner with my mom, and then we went to this like craft fair rummage sale kind of thing. I forgot what it was. And
I don't remember any of that.
Oh, yeah, you do, because you bought my mom a ring.
That's right, I did. And I was like, I got her a ring before I gave Christy a ring.
And he rubbed that in. Look, your mother got a ring before you did.
You should take it off.
This is 2X, and that's why I was taking forever because I can't find
it. You should tuck the front in so it doesn't look so
French tuck.
Yeah, French tuck.
Okay. Or just
no,
take,
because if you just tuck the front and not the back.
The front and not.
We're fat, we never tuck.
No, but if you do tuck, it looks better.
I don't know why they're not telling you to take it off, but that's just.
Well, that's what he's decided he's going to wear.
Well, look in the mirror.
No, I'm saying, like.
There's plenty of mirrors at the improv.
Actually, it looks good like that. Yes. French tuck tan would be approved.
I was fine with it tucked out, but.
It looked much bigger tucked out. Now it doesn't look as big.
Ooh, your dog farted.
I just smell Ooh. Ring pop. Whoa. Where the hell was the ring pop, by the way?
In one of the helmets.
Doggy peep. Doggy just farted.
I just asked him for
it. It's not good.
I go, what'd you do? He goes, sofre me yo algo. Me dijo la conda. And I was like, okay, where is it? And he goes, I washed his mouth out.
Okay.
Yeah, I told him to brush his teeth because he looked like the freaking people from Riverdale playing, what's it called? Griffins and Gargoyles.
And gargoyles.
I swear to God, he came in and his mouth was blue and I was like, oh, what did Bye. He drink? Bye, babe. Love you.
Break a leg.
Have fun.
That's Funko's that you ordered.
I ordered them?
I did not order them.
Yeah, we got a box the other day at the house, and, like, it had no, it just had the address. It didn't even have, like, one of our names on it, and I was like, what
I'm
did
not,
we order?
I'm not opening.
Well, no, it turned out to be, I saw this name on the side. It was one of my friends that lives in Orlando that got me the FYE Prince Funko that's, like, it's diamond glitter. Encrusted. It's glittered. It's Purple Rain glitter
it's
Prince.
Glitter.
I want it.
It's glitter. It's hard to
No, there's a Rick James one that I
oh,
want.
Oh, I want that one. Actually, I want Charlie Murphy dressed as Rick James. Oh, that's what I want.
Charlie Murphy!
Or Chappelle dressed as
Hey, Charlie James. Murphy! Fuck you!
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap! Slap! I'm Rick James, bitch! Sorry.
I wish I had more hands so I could give your titties both thumbs down.
What?
I wish I had two more hands so I could give those titties four thumbs down. That was the same. Come
Enjoy
on.
Yourself.
These motherfuckers had the same outfits on that they had at the party.
Those are my favorite Chappelle sketches.
Game blouses.
Y'all are weird.
I want you says a slam dunk like backwards and he lets go of the rim with one hand and then the other hand and he just like floats down to the ground.
I'm going to bathe you in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. But,
y'all are weird.
Those are my favorite.
So I have crazy mom news that I told Christy at dinner.
Unity.
Sorry. So 30 Unity. So there was this mom in North Carolina, North or South Carolina?
South Carolina,
not Florida.
Woohoo!
33-year-old Comemierds that was upset with her kid because her kid kept waking her up. 9-month-old child kept her up throughout the night.
I know the story. Yeah. So mad.
So she not only once, but twice poured bottles of water over her sleeping baby's head. Surprisingly, it didn't wake up on the first bottle. It was on the second bottle of water that the baby woke up coughing.
They're such assholes.
Yeah.
But then the
even when you want them to wake up, like, no, fuck you.
Like, she could have done a bullhorn, like, bah, 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 and it would have been like.
But the worst part is that she fucking taped it and put it on social media.
Yeah, like, why that's not you funny.
You are a dum-dum. I mean, listen, that's what parenthood's about.
Yeah.
You don't sleep anymore after you have a baby. Well, I mean, some parents are lucky and they have those kids that are good sleepers. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, you do. You come here and you see mine.
Well, that's true. Well, not tonight.
Not tonight.
But
every other night.
Here's the thing. Nathan, I don't know if he's a bad sleeper because I'm such a heavy sleeper that when I wake up in the morning and Christy's not in bed, I realize, oh, so she
Shit,
went over
something
there.
Happened.
Cool.
Meh.
Yeah.
Well, you're already
sleep
used
is overrated.
To... No, it's not.
I'm so used to night. I don't even know what to do with myself.
When you don't have him?
When I don't have him, that like I'm like.
Like tonight?
I can sleep. I can what? Do what?
I'm going to sleep like so good.
Like I have to travel for work, which I'm a little bit annoyed about at first. Because after,
I'm so jealous.
But then I realized.
No, but it's
so
not.
So jealous.
It's good and bad.
Well, it's stupid because I'm literally driving the night before for a 3-hour meeting. Like, literally something that I could watch from my desk. Like I could Skype in.
But
like,
they want you there in person. They want me there for in the person. Effect.
Yeah. So I have to drive up. So I told him, I'm like, I'm not driving the same day. If anything, I'll drive up. And she's like, okay, fine. And in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, it's so inconvenient. And now I'm like, I get to hotel room all to myself.
I'm so. Can I come with you? I'll just stay in the hotel.
Stay in the hotel and just wait for me after I'm done.
I can do that. I'm good at just hanging out.
It's just that there's nothing to do in Winter Haven.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm going to get...
Does the hotel have a pool? And a bar? Cool.
That's no all. Bar.
Whatever. It has a pool.
There's an Outback.
I can bring my own bar. We learned that when we went to SuperCon. I'm so excited for this year's SuperCon!
Oh, and
there's nobody important
is coming.
Okay, first of all, I'm just going to start with Lucius Malfoy. That's very exciting.
Excuse me, he's not Lucius Malfoy. He is the bad general from The Patriot.
From the documentary? Patriot documentary.
The Patriot with Mel Gibson?
Yes, it's a documentary, correct?
Oh, wow. You took it back. Fuck. Listen, I've had a long day.
I wasn't
that,
even
that
like,
was insight. I know you were. Like, I was like, you're really excited about this documentary shit. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Daddy's had a long day, boo boo. Daddy drinking his Clos de Bois.
Clos de Bois.
Oh, you missed the reading.
I heard you.
Oh, you did?
I heard you.
Clos de Bois.
What my favorite part about it is that there's alcohol inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what it's called. It tastes good. And it's,
but yeah, he's going to be
it'll
there.
It'll get you drunk.
This shit. Let me tell you what I think about this. It's fucking delicious.
Haven't you seen my movie? I can't eat him by a shot.
You know,
why am I yelling?
I love when Jeff comes on the show because I don't got to do shit.
Damn, bitch.
I just let those two go at it. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to go through my Instagram feed.
Unity.
I'm going to watch some videos of some slime, some soap.
So, plants. Yeah. They just announced today Wong, the amazing chunky Asian guy from Doctor Strange.
I saw that. And I was like, oh, I just want to like hug him.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited because Ariel's going to be there. The voice of Ariel's going to be there. Last SuperCon, it was my mission to collect photos with as many Ariel cosplayers as I could. So now this SuperCon, the ultimate Ariel is going to be there.
Are you going to cosplay? No. You meet her?
No. But I need to find my VHS of The Little Mermaid so she can sign it for me. Thank you. The tape doesn't work, but the box is fine.
With penis or without penis?
Excuse me? Oh, that's right.
I think it's with penis.
Oh, the penis version. One's a good... For those of you that don't know, The Little Mermaid, the VHS, has a little controversy. Because the original boxes, one of the animators...
Drew a penis
is one of the towers.
Someone... Veiny. People say that it looks like...
No, it's a big old dick.
No, it is.
It's a big old dick. And then the priest gets a boner in the wedding of Ursula and Prince Eric.
Mm-hmm. Ursula / Vanessa.
Sure.
Because that's my name. Her name is Vanessa at the moment.
I don't remember.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Is her name really Vanessa?
Okay. Yeah.
You're just going to go through every fucking... Welcome to Chappelle Show. That's what you should put at the beginning of the shit.
No, because we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, it's SuperCon's fun when we do it as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Without kids, that's even more fun. Mm-hmm. I think I'm still going to have one of my kids, but it happens.
Alex?
Your mother?
Oh. She's a grown child.
Yeah, but she usually just hangs out at the hotel.
Oh, you in the room?
Not
all the time?
He's so angry.
You make it seem like if like she's on that doesn't like she has volunteered to be. I'm gonna stay downstairs. You guys go up.
I don't need her to figure out time frames.
Hello, she birthed Captain Clipboard over here. Of course, she's gonna figure out time frames for you. Yeah, okay, my hand is getting sticky.
Ew. That's what she said.
I was just about to say that.
Ew, my hand's getting sticky. Title your sex tape. Title your sex tape. This is what happens when you invite me.
We always have fun.
I know the buttons. I know the buttons to push.
Nobody's mad that you're here.
I know.
Yeah, weird.
Okay, are you gonna say? Are you gonna contribute at all?
No, I don't.
She doesn't have to. We're doing all the work.
Yeah, you guys are doing all the work. I'm just gonna say.
You should have just stayed home.
I should have.
We're just missing
and tried to get through another 10 minutes of Mortal Engines. That fucking terrible movie.
Is that the one where the cities are?
Yeah. That I wish one ran me over.
The problem is that they started the movie.
What?
I was 5 minutes in, I'm like, just kill me.
Aww.
Just kill me, London.
Like, the thing is that they started the movie like two chapters into the book. So
you have to catch up.
So instead of like explaining to you like the first two chapters, like they slowly.
They just had a creepy voiceover.
Yeah. No, but not even that.
In 60 minutes, the world changed.
Not even that. Like the movie starts just like it's all happening. Like the book starts that like you're introduced to them at the museum and it explains to you this kid's backstory and it explains to you, and then everybody
and
goes.
And then Lady Gaga becomes a celebrity singer. And then
the world.
Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Lady Gaga's in this movie?
No.
Oh. So confused.
I was joking.
And then Bradley Cooper goes on a downward spiral.
Yeah. And then the movie leaves you hanging. What were we talking about?
Wah, wah, wah.
I didn't even finish it. I just heard that.
You didn't finish watching.
No, I fell asleep an hour in.
If you haven't watched Star Is Born,
no, nobody would have gotten that unless you said spoiler alert.
Really?
They could have just assumed that leaving you hanging. Whatever. Whatever.
I don't know.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody was good.
Yes, it was.
I enjoyed it.
The documentary was amazing.
I saw it twice.
I mean, I could have done if it was a little more factual. No, I'm just kidding. I would never say that. Vanessa's trying not to laugh, folks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Love you guys. You know who you are. Both of you.
But fun fact that like Jeff,
I can't drink when you're here because I'm scared to put wine in my mouth and then joke on it because you're gonna say something.
Title of your sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like,
I was trying to figure out which one to do.
How do I say this so that I don't get a "that's what she said" or a title of your sex tape when I'm done? And I was like, I can't. It's not possible.
But Jeff like got me good because in
yeah, I did.
Oh shit.
No,
he, I don't know how he figured
title
it out.
Of your sex tape.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know.
Title of your sex tape.
I don't know how he figured it out, but the fact that one of the guys that plays the bassist
from Bohemian Rhapsody.
From Bohemian Rhapsody, that plays the bassist for Queen, mm-hmm. is the fucking little kid from Jurassic Park.
It's Tim from Jurassic Park.
It is?
Yeah. Yes. She didn't believe me, and she looked it up.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that was really loud. But
that's what you just
really
fucking
loud.
Did.
That was really
sorry,
loud.
Guys.
I apologize.
Sorry if your car window just smashed.
Blew out your speaker.
Yeah, or your eardrum.
Yeah,
send
like,
the receipt to wedon'tgiveashit at gmail.com.
At WikiLeaks. At netzero.org.
It's a meme.
Damn.
Yeah, you saw that.
Net zero. When they send you a CD in the mail.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm playing scratch off tickets.
Do you actually win money?
Yeah, I won $1.
How much have you put into that?
Nothing. I just won $1.
Cool.
It's very fun.
Yeah, it looks like you're just sitting there scratching
scratching my phone.
I apologize for my friends. They're weird.
Why? We're fun people.
So my dad...
Want to hang
my
out? Dad, send us an email.
My dad did a really nice thing for me where he changed my windshield wipers and then forgot to take off the kit cover that goes on the windshield wipers. So when I made them go, they scratched my windshield. So now I got a new windshield. But I got new wipers, so I don't have to replace those.
Call Safeguard.
Safeguard. Safe Light.
Safe Light Replace. They actually came and did the windows for our Arcadia when they just exploded on their own.
With like, no reason whatsoever.
For no reason. I swear to God, I have no idea what happened. You guys didn't hear that story?
No.
We had like just gotten a GMC Arcadia a couple years ago. We had it for like a month. And then one day I go outside and I was like, my window is like completely shattered. One of the back windows was completely shattered. And I'm like... And then I look and I was like, holy crap, the other one is completely shattered as well. I'm like, but it was still like intact, it was just shattered. So I'm like, well, I don't know what happened. And then I opened the trunk. It was a trunk window and one of the windows in the back. And then I closed the trunk and that's when it popped and like all the glass kind of like just fell to the floor. And I'm like, oh, okay. I shouldn't have opened it.
Are you sure that like nobody like tried to break into your car?
No, because when Safe Light guy came and he replaced the two that were broken, a third one popped and he saw it happen. It just shattered on its
own.
You
have a ghost.
I guess.
That's like a super weird thing.
It was super weird. I was like, I don't know how this happened. And the guy was like, honestly, I didn't believe you until it happened in front of my face. And I was like,
well, thank you, first of all, for not believing
me. I like
that
the guy's like, no, I thought you were.
Why would you fucking lie about
that? But I just like to be safe, I filled out a police report. And like, I don't know if somebody like broke my window by mistake. So I'm just going to file a police report just so I have record of this. But then when the third one broke while the guy was there, I'm like, okay, they just broke. Like, I don't.
Yeah, because like a lawn service guy, like the lawnmower, picked up a rock and like broke
right.
one of my windows.
I thought, but then the rock would have been like in the car, close to the car. There was
correct.
Nothing. There was nothing.
Or the brake would have, you would have seen the brake come out of wherever the spot was.
Yeah, it was just like evenly shattered across the whole thing. There was no like point of impact.
Super weird.
It was super weird.
Y'all are super weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, why do you keep saying that?
That's true.
I think that's the title of this episode.
Y'all are super weird.
Y'all are super weird.
And it's y'all.
Yeah.
It's not you, yeah, it's not you all. It's y'all.
Y'all. Y-A-L.
How y'all doing? I reckon that's a good idea.
God.
What?
I let you put your penis inside me.
Wow.
That's Jesus. A graphic real quick.
Jesus.
Jesus?
All right.
Oh, you guys want to hear the cheese I learned on a field trip today?
Yeah.
So I made a new mom friend.
Okay.
And she and I were like sitting next to each other on the bus and we were hanging out in the park. And when we got to the park, I see her and she was like looking at her phone very intensely and like kind of like huffing and puffing. And she was like, and like looking at her phone and like typing like aggressively. And I'm like, I'll just like stand right here. But I didn't really know her yet. So I'm like, I can't be like, what's wrong, honey? Like, what's going on?
You're obviously having
a moment, but I'm just going to.
Is it a group chat? Are people mad at each other?
I don't know. So I was just like standing there and she was like, I took the freaking day off. That like she didn't wasn't encouraging. She's like, I took the day off to be with my kid and to like de-stress and be away from work. And like, they're like blowing on my phone because apparently, and then she like went into the cheese. Apparently, two people at work were like messing around with each other, but the guy was married and the wife doesn't work at the company.
Ooh.
And the wife found out because the side chick, I guess, sent him a nude photo of herself. So she forwarded it to the entire company and said, oh, so you like messing with my man? And sent it to everybody. So the entire day, this poor woman that took the day off to relax was like, are you coming into work? Are you coming into work? Did you see the email? Did you check your email? Oh my God, did you come? She's like, at one point while we were having lunch, she's like, it's on Facebook. And I'm like,
did the you picture? Find
the picture?
She showed me the picture. But no, I don't. The picture wasn't on Facebook. Like, people were even talking about it on Facebook. So she was like trying to ignore her messages and like de-stress on Facebook. And people were talking about it on her Facebook. And then I was like, she was like, oh, I think they deleted it. And then she went in. She's like, I was about to like text you guys the story. I was sitting next to her and I was about to like start texting you guys the story. And she goes, can I borrow your phone? Because I'm like struggling to log into my email on my phone. And I'm like, okay, sure. And I was like, thank God I hadn't started.
Yeah.
Because all those alerts would have started.
No, my favorite would have been like if you started getting the text and the names of our group. Yeah. Ultron and the Pussy Patrol, or Uteron and the Pussy Patrol, and blah, 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 blah. All right, lady.
Our chats are fine. Hello, lesbian adjacent. Like that's gonna
consistent.
I've had people.
Well, it doesn't need another name.
I've had people look that were next to me be like, interesting name for a group.
Oh my God, my dad too. Because on the car, like on the display, it says the names of the group on iMessage. It'll tell me the names of the group chat. So I have one that's like my favorite putas. I have bitch click with you guys. I have what's the one?
The gaggle of bitches.
The gaggle of bitches.
That one's always fun when you hear it.
And then there's me, Jeff, and Missy, which is like the three amigos, which we never really use, but it's there. But, like they'll
and
come
then Chris,
up.
The side, yeah.
The sidekick chat. Like we have. So they got all these, I'll be getting text messages and my dad's like, that's a nice name. And I'm like, first of all, I didn't set it. So it's not my fault. But yeah, they're my favorite putas. What do you want me to do about it?
And for your information, those were good names. Mm-hmm.
They were very good names.
At the moment that they were decided, they were hysterical.
They still are funny. I enjoy them very much.
That guy made the first mistake of you don't shit where you eat.
Exactly. But the wife was,
I mean, you don't cheat on your wife either, but
the wife was at least kind enough to not also out her husband. But the girl that the mom friend that I made today was thinking that maybe he's like an upper management because she was able to send it to like the distribution list that goes to everybody.
Yeah, but who's the from?
It was from the wife.
Yeah, but they could see the name of the wife.
I guess. Unless I don't know, unless the wife has a different last name, I don't know. But she didn't like, I would have been like, Bob Smith, look what Bob Smith effing did. And like,
he got all up in there, bitch.
And, yeah, because I blame both of them.
Oh, for sure. But
oh, she knew. She knew.
And then it was like, she showed me the picture. And I was like, oh my. And I was like, that's why you just don't send those pictures. And she's like, or you just like don't put your face or any like identifiable tattoos or markings.
So she's done it before is what she's saying.
She's an old pro. She knows. You just don't show your face. It's like neck down.
Exactly. You just, but that's like, duh. Like you just don't do that. Duh. Eso no se hace. So that was my fun story of the day. Well, in between not wanting to like hunt children across Jungle Island, I was learning stuff about another company.
Interesting.
So what did we learn today? We learned don't send
nude photos with your face in them.
Yeah, because somebody will find it and it will get out.
Mm-hmm. And it will haunt your ass. And screenshots. Oh, and she logged into her email on my phone and she was like, oh, look.
There's a job.
There's a job. Their vision's based on movement.
You don't say anything.
Deja de tomar agua, por favor, y vete a dormir.
Deja ese pipi.
For those that don't understand.
He didn't even swallow the water.
That was a statement that said, go to sleep. You're going to go pee-pee.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pee-pee in your pants.
So, yeah.
Okay, I don't know how
I saw animals and tetas today.
I've told Christy my favorite trip ever to the my favorite trip to the zoo ever was when we went during high school and we were on the little like trolley that they had. Mm-hmm. And I saw two rhinos having sex. Mm. Then I saw an antelope poop do a poop that looked like the shape of a tin can. And then a monkey was just staring at all of us, opened its legs, and then peed at like a fountain. And it was glorious.
When I went to the zoo with my mom one time, like Sophie was 4 and a half-ish. Oliver was still like, he hadn't even turned 1 yet. And I was kind of annoyed at my mom because she was driving me crazy. But we got to like the gorilla enclosure. So I stayed outside of the little cave with Oliver and my mom and Sophie went in the cave. So from where I was standing, I could see into the cave. And like I could see into the little glass and my mom and Sophie were right there. And there was a gorilla kind of like sitting on the little wall before it like drops down to the moat that they have there. So the gorilla was like sitting there. My mom was like, oh my God. Like they were so excited. I was taking pictures of them of how close they were to the gorilla. And then I started paying attention to the gorilla. The gorilla was like pooping and peeing off the side of the wall. But my mom had no idea. And I was like, okay. Oh, are we talking to these people?
Yeah. Only one of Hello? Us can get it. Cause if not at all.
Who made this phone call?
Stephanie.
Oh.
Yeah, because only one of us can answer
because she's right. Because Stephanie's riding the green fairy, apparently.
Hi, Steph. You're on Mamas and Merlot.
She's hi. Not even talking.
She can't hear. Oh, she's showing us the show at. Where yeah. are they?
I've been
at
there.
The Edison.
Okay. All right, bye, because we're recording. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, if any of you are in Orlando, there's a cool spot now in.
Oh, Missy joined. Uh-oh.
Oh, crap. I hung up on her already.
There's a cool spot.
Except to come back.
What's happening?
Say hi, Missy. We're recording.
What happened, dude?
Missy has had an entire bottle of wine all by herself today.
But by accident, not on purpose.
I don't understand how you do that by accident, friend.
Well, you start off by having just one glass, and then you finish the bottle on accident.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I gotta go because I'm fixing the babies. Oh, everything smells like babies.
Are you actually helping? Hi, friends!
That's George. He's gonna be a dad of two kids in like a month.
Poor kids.
Bye, bye, friends.
Bye. Bye.
I can't hang up.
I'll hang up. Bye.
That's what happens when you drink too much.
Uh-huh, that's what happens when you, quote-unquote, accidentally drink an entire bottle of wine. On accident.
On accident?
On accident. All right, Jeff just went to the bathroom, so we're going to pause real quick, and we'll come back when he comes back. Bye!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jizz. Are we back?
We're back. Thanks so much for holding, friends.
Yay.
Okay, so what's new, boo-boo? I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
I know, right?
I know, right?
I don't know, not much. January's felt like forever. I know everybody's saying it, but January has felt like...
It always feels like forever. Like, I don't understand why.
No other
And month. Then, like, yeah, the... Then they just get progressively faster and faster.
Yeah, it's very, very weird. But, yeah, no, I've been watching a lot of television. Well, and when I say that, it's a lie because it's really, I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
Well, yeah, me too.
Does anybody watch TV anymore?
I mean, I'm sure some people do because we're still getting cable shows. Like, we're still getting the CW shows.
Yeah, but do we watch them? Do we watch them live or do we watch them on Hulu or like streaming?
Live.
Like, well, because you don't have cable.
Nope.
Cause,
I do not.
But like, even though we have cable and even though I have stuff like I DVR shows, but I always watch them on the streaming apps. Like, I don't know if people still watch TVs anymore.
Do you still watch TV? Tell us. We want to know if you still watch live TV.
Like, the only show that I'm watching, like, live TV is, like, me and Q are now watching. She got me to watch The Magicians.
Oh, well, I'm watching Riverdale.
Yeah.
I'm caught up with Riverdale, so I have to wait for the next new episode to come out. But I'm still not watching it on cable. I'm watching it on the CW app.
Well, and, like, I don't watch Riverdale, like, live.
Yeah.
I get frustrated, so I wait till next day.
Yeah.
Or wait till it's done. But, like, The Magicians is because I'm, like, texting back and forth.
Now?
Yeah, and I'm also texting back and forth with Q while we watch the episode.
Are you texting her like I was texting you?
But it's great because she texts back.
Yeah, when I text... Okay, so I just started watching, like, recently, just started watching Riverdale, like, 3 weeks ago, and I'm all caught up with all the seasons. I'm up to date. But I would stay up until, like, 2:30 in the morning, and I would text Christy, knowing full well that she was asleep, and I would send her, like, 15 text messages, like, this show, what is happening? Why do bad things keep happening to Archie? Oh my God, is this whatever? And like, and I would ask her for spoilers, and I'd be like, no, wait, don't tell me.
And I'm asleep. She's having.
And then I'm like, after I'm done sending all the text messages, I'm like, I know you'll enjoy this in the morning.
Yeah, she had like, it's a one sided conversation, like completely.
Because
one-sided.
I'm like alone watching Riverdale. If you watch Riverdale, you know what I'm talking about. It gets like, especially if you binge it, it's like super intense.
Oh, because no,
you don't get a break from the intensity. Because, like, now that I'm watching it live, I'm like, why did I feel so, like, amped up watching this. It's because I only watch an hour at a time now instead of 6 hour blocks from the time my kids go to sleep until I'm like, oh shit, I have to be up in 3 hours. So like I need to go to bed. But yeah, if you're only watching him one episode at a time, it's really not as intense as if like you're just not getting a break. So
well, like with the Magicians, like I binged the first 3 seasons like a maniac. And I was telling Q, I'm like, one, I'm really liking it, but two, I'm feeling like this anxiety in the middle of my chest, like constantly watching it. But watching one episode at a time, waiting for the
commercial.
Right,
when you're not binging it, you're getting like they build it, and then you get to come down. If you just like keep piling on the intensity, you are up at 3 a.m. sending text messages to a person who's asleep. So
is that why we have more anxiety? Because nobody watches live television anymore?
Maybe. I mean,
we should delve into this.
We should study this, but I don't have money. So
we can do our own independent study. And my independent study is I believe that the reason that society is so high strung.
We have so like zero patience now.
Well, besides instant gratification is like super a thing now. Mm-hmm. Like if it's not ready. Like I got pissed off. I went to go pick up fast food by my office. And I was like, but why isn't it ready yet? Like, why is this taking so long? Like,
this morning, I was in a hurry because I had to be at Sophie's school on time because I was actually going on the bus with the kids to go to the field trip. So they were like, you have to be here at 8:45 to go on the bus. And I'm like, okay. So I left the house like 10, 20 minutes early. It was take your child to school day today in Miami. So there was no traffic on the street. I was like, is this what it's like when you leave 20 minutes early? But no, it was the...
You're like, is this what people that are like running on time feel like?
Right. But then I was like, okay, I didn't have breakfast at home. So I need to like mobile order Starbucks, just pick it up and leave. So I did. And I walk into the Starbucks and there's like 15 people waiting for orders or mobile orders. And I'm like, I have to be somewhere. So I'm like standing there, like my coffee was ready, but my food wasn't. And the guy's like, oh, but there's a lot of stuff in the oven. I'm like, mine's a cold thing. Like, you don't need to toast mine. It's a scone. You don't need to toast a scone. Just get it to me.
Give me the scone. Now, was the line empty?
The line was empty. It was all mobile orders because the Starbucks itself was empty. There was like maybe 2 or 3 people at tables hanging out. But the Starbucks itself was empty. There was no line. And all people were standing by the pickup area / the mobile pickup area. And I'm like, this is not okay.
I'm telling you, like, it's the funniest thing. Like, I don't want to be like about the society nowadays. But it is. It's like we're used to so many things. Like, and now we freak out all the time. We're super high strung.
We're impatient.
And because, new season of Grace and Frankie just came out. Okay, one day later, I'm done. Now what? And then we have to wait a whole year. So.
Vanessa and Christy hypothesize.
Yeah, like, is it, like, what was better? Like, I remember, like, for an example, I'll use, pre-CW, WB.
Right.
Like, Dawson's Creek, Buffy, that whole era of One Tree Hill, like, you know, all those shows. I remember 90210, like, I remember those shows that I would be waiting for Thursday night or waiting for whatever night to like sit and watch it, and I'll be on the phone with my best friend only during commercials. You're only allowed to talk.
You just stay in silence on the phone, and then when it's commercials you talk about it, and then when you come back, silence. I went on a date with a guy like that, like
that was your date?
Yeah, we had a phone date and we were watching Family Guy. And we were just like, we would talk on commercials, but then during the show, we would just be quiet. And like, we would laugh together, but we would just be quiet, like, otherwise. And it was actually really great. Like, it was nice to, like, I felt like I was watching with somebody, but I was alone. So I was like, in my PJs. Yeah,
I don't have to put an effort to do
exactly.
For you.
Not like FaceTime where you have to, like, brush your hair and, like, hold the phone at the right angle. And no. So it was just like, I had the phone, like, laying against my shoulder. You okay, BFF?
Yeah.
Good. I'm happy for you.
I'm having a philosophical discussion.
We're hypothesizing about anxiety and stuff.
Do you think society is more high strung and more anxiety ridden because of the accessibility to binge watch shows as opposed to having to wait for them?
Like, we don't have to wait for commercials. We don't have to, like she just said, Grace and Frankie, for example, the whole season came out in one day, and you could watch the whole season in one day.
I don't think that has to do with anxiety. Well, I just think that contributes to this, the current attitude of...
I want it now.
Wanting everything immediately.
Well, I don't know about Nate, but my kids are super spoiled. Like, if we go somewhere where there's no Apple TV... and they have to watch live TV, they'll, like, give me the remote. They go, Mommy, put Ben 10 or put Incredibles or put whatever. And I'm like, I can't. We're, like, at the mercy of what the channel wants to show us.
Right.
Like, we have to watch what's on TV. And then the commercials come, and I was like, man, my kids are good. My kids don't ask for crap. Like, they don't know what toys are cool. Like, my kids are cool. Like, they're pretty chill. No, you put them in front of a TV with commercials, and every commercial, Mommy, I want that. Mommy, I want that. And I'm like, what happened to my good kids that didn't ask for shit?
I mean, I hate commercials.
Well, we all hate commercials.
But we're saying that,
but my kids are not used to them. Like, they're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
No, but we were saying, like me watching The Magicians, and Vanessa just watching Riverdale. When, since you're binging it, like, we were both, like, when I was watching The Magicians and she was watching Riverdale, for those, like, 3-4 days, week, however long it took to watch all the seasons, I was in a constant state of anxiety because
I backed into my chair and I thought there was a murderer in my house.
Yeah, because you didn't have the downtime.
Which is another reason why I laugh at everybody who was up to date with Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Because... you dum-dums have been waiting for over a year for the final season. I'm on season two. So I got till April, and I can binge and watch everything at my pace. I mean, I know all the big spoilers already, and I don't care. Because if the show's good, the spoilers shouldn't matter.
Right. Well, so, I remember when I was still working with you guys, I was sitting with a group of people, with Karina and Michelle and that group of people. Yeah. And they were talking about Game of Thrones, and they were like, because they had watched the episode the night before, and they were just like going through everything, and they're like, oh, wait, did you watch it? And I'm like, no, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. They're like, you need to watch Game of Thrones. Are you going to watch it? I'm like, I'm not going to watch this shit. Like, I'm not going to watch that. Like, it hasn't, like, Nary tried to watch it. He didn't get into it. I'm like, if Nary can't watch it, like, I'm not going to watch it. And then I would listen to their conversation, and they were talking about spoilers, but then I watched the show and I could not tell you what those spoilers were, because the names and it's so convoluted that I had zero reference of Game of Thrones. Like, I knew nothing of it. So, like, oh, because Tyrion, Lannister, Stark, and the dragons, and Daenerys, and all these names, and I'm like, is this Hylia? Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So,
Daenerys.
Exactamente. So I have, like, zero. Like, I'm watching. I was like, oh my God, I wonder if I'm going to remember the spoiler. No, I remember the conversation.
No, see, like,
I still have no idea what they were talking about.
I have a vat of useless things and remember stupid
that's why
things. So,
you around,
yeah. So.
Like, I don't you know very well. Spoilers don't bother me because I like endings.
Yeah. You're weird and watch the endings of
and
shit.
And, like, I don't say. And I don't watch, like, sometimes
like,
I won't
why
even
would you
watch
spoil
an
Titanic
entire season.
For yourself?
Like, I won't even watch an entire season of Game of Thrones. I'll just. The thing is, since I.
You really should, though.
I just go for the
boobies.
There's
too much stress.
You would like it.
I've read the books.
But you would like the show.
I used to watch the show, and then I was like. Eh. But. Like, the thing is, like, but I'll watch it at, like, the season finales, because then I'll be like, oh, okay, this happened. But, and I'm fine with it because, one, I've read the books, but two, I've heard people talking about it so much the entire season that I don't even
know. Well, but see, you already know because you read the books. I didn't have that. So people were talking about it, and I was like, this is another language. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, everybody has, like, double names.
Exactly. Like, so you have Daenerys and you have
Khaleesi. And you have Mother of
you
Dragons.
Hear, yeah, and then you hear, oh, because Daenerys, and then, oh, no, because Khaleesi. And I'm like, how many people are you fucking talking about? So,
but give her one name.
She is one person, damn it.
But no, yeah.
And she's a little person to have such a long fucking name.
I think that that is a part of it, is you start getting that anxiety because now that stuff's so easily accessible to your fingertips in binging. I mean, I'm going through that with 24 Hours to Hell and Back from Gordon Ramsay.
You're ridiculous.
I literally re-binged watched all of Kitchen Nightmares and all of his new show, and I'm caught up now, and I'm like, I gotta wait a week to find out about the soul food restaurant if he saves them.
But that's the thing, like, but also, like, now watching live episode of The Magicians, I'm like, I was watching it, there's a commercial in the middle, I was texting with Q, like, it was very relaxed atmosphere, but for the first, like, three seasons that I binged, it was like, I just feel like this, like, pressure in the middle of my chest, I'm like, what's gonna happen next, I need to watch
another episode. That's how it was with Riverdale, it was on Netflix, so there was no commercials, so I didn't even have a chance to, like, get up unless I paused it, and it was just like, and then this person got shot, and then this person, and there's a serial killer and a murderer, and what's happening, and all this, like tension builds up, and I'm like, but it's, I'm not letting it go at any point in time, and I feel very stressed. And I don't like it, but I can't stop watching this goddamn show.
When I still cared about Walking Dead, what I would do for like the last three seasons was I wouldn't watch it when it aired because I knew that Netflix, a month before the new season started, would release the old season in full. And then I would just binge watch it then.
Well, and like there's like some shows, like I'm 100% sure, and I still stand by this, that Hulu releases Handmaid's Tale on a weekly basis for the reason of allowing everybody to breathe.
Well, I think that's a good theory.
I haven't watched it, but that show, from everything you guys have told me, is a very intense, very heavy show.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either because I'm not in the mood to be mad. Like, this week has been my crying week.
You're gonna be bad.
No, this week has been a crying week for me. I watched both seasons of Queer Eye. And I have cried uncontrollably.
I told you need to watch it.
I finally watched it, listeners. You know that Christy and Steph have been like hounding me to watch it. I finally watched it and I loved it. Jonathan is my favorite. He is my, I want to keep him in my pocket and I just want him to talk to me all day. And I love him.
It's amazing.
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey. But it like, it makes you happy. Like, so yeah, sometimes I need to watch like stupid shows that just like make me happy.
But it's not even stupid. It's like emotional.
Oh, no,
and like the people actually change and they like.
And then stayed like that. That's the funny part. When you started researching it, you find out that they've changed, that they've stayed.
And then like when they get emotional, like when you see, like there's some guys in the show, like I don't think it's really a spoiler, but there's some of the guys that they're making over that are like Republican and they have their MAGA hats and they have like, you know, they're clearly Trumpsters or whatever. And they're like, oh my god,
they'll have that moment. Yeah,
they have that moment where they're like, you guys are just regular dudes.
They're like, right. I've never experienced, you know, this. And like they say, and like you can tell, like, and people tear up because they're like,
tear up is an understatement because I was watching it like, like I'm like, I can't breathe, like the knot in my throat, like the, it was so tight. I'm like, I can't swallow. I can't talk. I need to let the tears out because it's not going to go away. Like, I can't just swallow this cry. It has to come out. And then I've been watching One Day at a Time because the new episode
again.
Yeah, because the new episodes, the new season came out today, I think.
It?
Yeah. So I've been like rewatching seasons one and
doing
two
tomorrow.
And because I am PMSing this week, everything has made me cry. You're on a show called Mamas and Merlot, so you can suck a titty. And
you can suck a titty, title of your sex tape.
That's like pretty accurate there.
Sounds like an instructional thing. You too can suck a titty.
You too.
Here's how.
So yeah. So
don't forget the suction.
Been very weepy and everything.
No, like, next Friday.
Oh,
February.
I thought Missy told me it was today. Well, she also drank a bottle.
She also
of wine
drank a
bottle.
On accident. You know how many girls are saying that they got pregnant by accidentally falling on a penis? 7.
I was going to say, I was like, how many people have actually told you that they fell on a penis?
Where did you mean to put it in? Her purse?
Oh, yeah.
That was a Friends reference, and you got it.
I do know that reference.
I'm so proud of you, Chrissy. I need to text Stephanie right now. I need to text Stephanie right now.
Just because we saw the episode yesterday, I was going to say, and I knew she was going to say that because umami.
Umami.
or unagi.
Ooh, salmon skin.
We saw the yesterday was playing the. They were trying to. They had to like. They both forgot, and they were supposed to make each other anniversary presents.
Oh, I don't know. A soccer bunny.
Yeah, it's like I made you this mixtape. That he just grabbed.
Oh, is careless
is the way you look tonight.
The way you look tonight on here. We just have to listen to it and find out.
Oh, Chandler.
Yeah, we will.
I love you, Chandler Bing.
They'll still show pictures of her, and they're like, you know, you just like
read. You this heard in it, her. In, yeah. Mm-hmm. Always in her voice. When I see her on other things and she's not talking like Janice, I'm like, why'd you change your voice?
Yeah,
Janice is your real voice.
Yeah. No, but like I've been having this like thought process lately because I've noticed that I just get like more anxious and anxious. Like when I'm watching shows, like I feel it and I like get on edgy. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember, like, I think that everybody's on edge lately. And it's just because there's probably, like, everybody's just binge-watching shows. Everybody's, like, stressed out.
But, like, not only that, but, like, now there's apps. Well, like I said, you can order from Starbucks, from Panera, from McDonald's, from all these places. And you get there, and your food is waiting for you. And you don't even have to wait in line. You just need to order from your phone.
Yep.
Or you can order from your phone. You don't even have to call. And you can order Postmates or Uber Eats or whatever, and the food just comes to you.
Yep.
Like, you don't even have to leave your house. Like, there's... Everything is just so easy.
It's going to turn into Wall-E.
That's what she said.
Well, like... something that, like, it doesn't... It's only relevant to, like... But you can relate, but it's only relevant to my life. When I was in college... Mm-hmm. So we're talking.
So when I was in elementary school.
So we're talking 96, 97.
Oh my God, I was totally kidding when I was in fifth grade.
So when I was in college, I joined a sorority.
Yeah, I was in fifth grade.
Man. When we were in this, like, they, as part of, like, when they give you your, like your info and, like, stuff like that, they would give you a piece of paper with everyone's name and either phone number. Or if you had a cell phone, if you had a beeper on a piece
call
of paper that they had, that they had like shrunk down, like they had shrunk down, like, you know, make this like.
They give you a contact list.
No, but you know, like, but like at 25%, I'm going to reduce this on the copier so that it fits in a wallet.
Oh, but that's nice.
So, but okay, so we had that. So when there was an event or something went down or something happened, we had to phone tree. So basically, you were told, okay, you're responsible for these three people to call. And then, okay, the next person on the list, you're responsible for this. So, okay, hey, everybody, we need to go and meet.
Oh my God, I'm exhausted. Just send a damn email.
That's the thing. So we're like, okay, so we're going to have an event, or hey, we need to be here at this time, or oh, emergency meeting. Okay, start calling people.
Telegraph.
There is a system in place now that these guys use that they literally go on a website. Like, they have a central, like, website that they log into and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Or then they can access it from their phones. They can go into the app and go to a section, put in the message, and it blast texts or emails the entire chapter.
That's very smart.
Yes, but...
That's probably what that lady used for The Office.
Yep.
Send the nudie.
But, like, think about it. Like, these two, like, how, like...
She just needed a distribution list. Like, that was pretty simple, too.
Like, it's so easy for them. Like, we laugh about it all the time when we, like, talk about, like, the current people. It's like, you guys don't know about getting people to an event. Like,
oh, I have to log into the website. What's the password?
And we're, like, trying to, like,
find... 123.
She had to rely on horses to send
them. We need five people.
She was sending smoke signals. That's what it was.
We need five people to go to this event, and we had to call... 40 like, to try to figure out which five could go. Now you just text and wait for replies.
It's much easier.
Oh my God, like little things like that you're just like, no.
God, we're so old.
I know.
I sent like an old person text today because I woke up and my back was hurting because I've started sewing. Old person number one. But from the position that I was sitting in while I was sewing, I have like a knot in the middle of my back now that hurts really bad. So I was texting my friend Patty. And I was like, oh, I'm on the bus. Like, this is not good for my back. Oh. And after I said it, I was like, God, I'm like 65 years old.
These chairs are not ergonomically correct.
Are there any specials before 5 o'clock for the early bird?
I need the seat cushion. I need the one with the little beads.
Mary,
I need to sit. Can I have the lumbar support?
No. I wrote to her like a giant knot in my back. The bus is not helping. I was like, I am so fucking old.
Lady's being very aggressive.
Consent, lady.
She wants
hugging.
Attention.
Like, she's hugging my arm.
She wants attention. Yeah.
I told you, like, I've noticed, like, lately, I don't know if it's just, like, everything and stress and work, but, like, I have to force myself to lower my shoulders.
Oh, me too.
Like, I realize, like, I'll be sitting here and I'll, like, be like this.
And they just come up. Yeah, I noticed it especially when I'm at the dentist, because, like, I hear the scraping and I just, like, feel my shoulders, like, slowly creeping up, and I'm like, okay, Vanessa, just...
We were at dinner.
And I've caught Sophie doing it at the dentist. And I'm like, bitch, relax. Like, they're not hurting you. But she just, like, naturally, like, her body just, like, tenses up.
We were at dinner. And, like, I had to, like, three times, like, lower my... Okay. No. Lady's like, no, do not put these glasses on me. But, like, right now, I was just sitting here. And I realized that, like, my shoulders were creeping up. And I'm like, I'm sitting in a chair drinking wine and talking on a podcast. How am I tense?
Yeah, like, you need to just let it go.
Like, I feel like I'm always tense. My husband can answer this question. I feel like I'm always tense.
Yeah, you... I feel it, too. Not in a sexual way, Vanessa.
I am uncomfortable.
Why? No, but she's in a constant state of anxiety.
I know. I've been to Disney with her.
I was talking to him today. I think I'm
whatever about everything. I'm like, oh, I'm just.
But that's why you guys work. Like,
just
one
calm
of
the
you
fuck
has
down.
To be. One of you has to be up here, and the other one down here, and then you kind of like. Bring each other to the middle.
Sometimes
you
we rotate.
Him out and he calms you down and you just kind of...
Sometimes I'm like, why are you bothered by this?
Yeah.
And he's like, ba-ba-da. I'm like, stop. It doesn't matter. This the toilet seat broke.
Sorry, I don't like turkey bacon.
No. Turkey bacon.
Our toilet seat broke. And this was like, but our toilet seat broke. We need to visit.
We need to get around to it. Ask Chrissy what happened to her when she sat on the toilet. And she has a scar on her ass from the toilet break cutting her.
Not from the toilet cutting me, but from when I sat.
It squeezed. It pinched squeezed. Since it was broken.
And then I couldn't separate it, so I had to pull my butt like out.
She gets home and she's like, hi. I'm like, hi. Look what happened. And she deep pantses in the middle of the living room. And I'm like, cool. Okay.
No, the best.
How was work?
This is such old people problems. Like, this isn't happening.
This is like a
20-year-old
thing. This is like a toilet seat broke. That's always no. And the funny
no, because they have toilet seats made of like hemp and non-biodegradable.
Oh, I like that though.
But the thing is, like, so I go to my mom at the house. I'm like, mom, I'm like, come here. I'm like, mom, look at this. I think I hurt myself because obviously it's like in a position that I really couldn't see. So I'm like, mom, I hurt. So I know that something happened. Look at me, and she's. So I'm showing her my butt. And
I'll show my mom my butt today.
Yeah. No, the best is, so I show my mom my butt. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, espérate, I'm going to get you some Neosporin. So she goes, and then all of a sudden, I'm just standing there in the bathroom, like, butt exposed, waiting for my mom. And then here comes my kid. He's like, mommy, what happened? And then he's like, hands straight from my butt. Like, mommy, let me give you nope.
Please don't kiss my butt.
Because his answer to everything.
I've had to stop him like when like he's hit me in the nuts. And he's like, daddy, let me give you a kiss to make it better. I go, nope, I'm good.
I'm okay.
Ice is fine.
Oh, my God.
Ice is fine.
Why are kids obsessed with private parts, though?
Look, I've had the worst luck both in your home and in my home with my testicles being the target of occupants of the residence.
The dog just has such great aim.
Straight to my nuts. At least it wasn't as bad as what happened to your dad.
Yeah, this is true.
That Baloo like left
like
5 feet in
the air.
Like it was amazing. Like it was like Homeward Bound 3. Like jumping over a cliff to escape a bear.
Yeah.
Like,
but no, today, the other day, Sophie tells me, like, Oliver's like, mommy, she touched my pee-pee. And I'm like, Sophie, we don't touch other people's pee-pees. And she goes, but he likes it. And I go, what do you mean he likes it? She goes, he laughs when I touch his pee-pee. It tickles him. So I'm like, don't touch his pee-pee!
That's not how any of this works!
I was like, we don't touch private parts. They are private. And she goes, parts? And I'm like, bitch. They are private, period. Like, you do not touch private parts. They're private. And she was like, okay, but it makes him laugh. And I'm like, I don't care. Make him laugh in other ways. Like, don't touch his privates. Like, please don't. God, please. I'm like, you don't understand. If you start touching other kids' privates at school, they're going to think someone at home is touching your privates. And they're going to take me away. So, like, please don't do that at school.
Now, Nate's new thing is, like, he loves just having his hands down his pants.
Yeah, I mean, we all do.
So, I told Toby, I'm like, you can't touch Oliver's privates. She goes, but he touches them. I'm like, they're his.
Yeah, they're his privates.
They're his. He can do whatever
personal
he wants
space,
with them.
Personal space, Sophie.
Don't touch his privates.
Like, don't touch other people's pee-pees.
No, and it's the pee-pee and also his butt. He likes to scratch his butt. So, he'll, like, just be with his hand in his butt. And, like, it's gotten to the point so much that, like,
I don't know
even
where
Missy,
he gets it from.
Yeah. Even when Missy comes over, like, even Missy's been like, Nathan, take your hand out of there. Like,
really, Jeffrey?
Come on, what do you know? I don't know what you're talking about.
But even Missy comes over and she's like, Nathan, take your hands out of your butt. Like, literally, it's just a thing now. It's like, there's no, it's not a parent thing. It's a thing.
It's just a thing.
It's just anybody who sees it, just tell the child, take the hand out of the butt. What was he doing yesterday? He was just dropping rolling. Like, he was just throwing himself on the floor.
He was practicing fire safety, Mom.
Remember, I fell asleep, like, on the couch.
This was before. This is when he slapped you.
What happens in your house?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he was, because the thing is,
I'm no longer in charge.
I'm emotionally abused by my wife, like, Nathan, and physically abused by my child.
Nathan was jumping.
One is old enough to emotionally abuse you, and the other one is just the muscle.
It's actually true. Because the thing is that, like, he plays, like, minor jueguito de mano with Nathan. Like, so they'll, like, he'll, like, Nathan likes to jump on top of him and stuff like that, and, like, he'll let it go. But the thing is that as Nathan gets entertained or finds it funny, he doesn't realize his own strength.
Yeah.
So he's, like, on top of Jeff. He's already nailed Jeff in the junk with his foot at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff starts doing the, like, you fill your cheeks with air.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let the kid go, like, to the rat to make raspberries. So the first couple times,
they don't hurt.
Nathan does it all, like, ha, ha, ha. And then last time, wakata. And I'm like, oh. I sent you the video of that, like, you see Nathan just running to the refrigerator. I'll get you ice, Daddy. I'll get you ice.
And he stabbed.
At least he gets you ice.
After he thumbed me in the eyeball.
Oh, no.
Bam!
Ice is for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Ice fixes stomach aches. Ice fixes bruises. Like, if you're in a bad mood, Mommy, do you need some ice?
Yeah. It's like Windex, but ice.
Well, in my house, it's not ice. It's those little ice packs from, like, Target, from the dollar spot, that are, like, dory shaped.
I have
a dory one, and I have a little owl one. And Oliver will be like, Mommy, you want the owl? I'm like, no.
I don't
want the owl because it's just going to end up in your bed and I'm not going to find it until, like, 4 months from now. So, no, please.
Yeah, no, we had, like, those, but I can't find them.
Yeah, because they're, like, in my kids' rooms. Like, they've become toys. They're no longer cold. They're just smushy things.
We have, like, which Jeff would have to tell me because I don't really know. I have, like, this green, long, like, ice pack thing that's been in the fridge
since I was a little kid.
So forever, and now, so Nathan knows it's in, so now Nathan knows it's there, so he'll go get that, or when he can't reach it because it's too high, because usually we keep it on the lower shelf,
right.
He just gets those, like, lunch box cooler things, it's just because they're at the door level, and he's like, here, put this on you.
I mean, it works, it's cold, right?
Yeah.
Sophie has a crush on a little boy.
Does she now?
She does.
Do we need to have a conversation with her, with his
family? We need to put the fear of Jesus into this little boy, but
She
was so cute. She told me the other day, she's like, Mommy, my stomach hurt at school. And I'm like, why? Were you hungry? Because I was like, she said it was in the morning. I'm like, were you hungry? And she was like, no. And then, like, I recently read an article that kids don't say they have anxiety. They say their stomach hurts. So I was like, okay, well, were you nervous about something? And she was like, not really. Well, one thing. And I go, what? And she goes, my friend Gavin. And she, like, just started, like, going. And she was like, I kind of, and I was like, do you like him? And she was like, yeah, I like him. And then by the end of it, she was like, and then I look at him all day. Like, I just stare at him all day and I can't stop looking at him. And then the kids are like, Sophie loves Gabby. And I was like, well, ignore those kids, because the more you tell them no, you don't like him, the more they're gonna do it because they know that it bothers you. She goes, but mommy, I do love him. And I'm like, oh my god, like, you're seven, stop it.
Es caca.
Eso no se hace. And then she goes, mommy, can you teach me how to talk to a boy that I like? And I was like,
oh lord.
I'm like, what? I don't need to teach you. I'm like, he's just a boy. He's a normal kid. You just talk to him like the other kids. And she's like, no, but mommy, I don't know what to say. I just go, when I'm around him. And I'm like, it was so genuine that I was like, she's not kidding. Like, this is not just like,
she's all of us when we first.
Yeah, it's like a real first crush. Yeah, but it's like a real first crush because it wasn't just like, oh, I like a boy. And then she like ran away. She was like, she told me, she's like, mommy, I got spaghetti on my face at lunch today. And I'm like, how did you get spaghetti on your face at lunch? She was like, because I was sitting like this. And she showed me, she had her elbow on the table and her face in her hand. But I guess she was wearing long sleeves because it's been cold lately. So her elbow slipped. And because she was looking at the boy and not really paying attention to what's happening with her body, she went face first into her lunch.
No.
Yes. Because she was looking at this kid.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my, I felt so bad for
her. She is a, like, awkward teen adolescent movie.
Yes, she's seven.
But, like, that's what happens on those, like, Nickelodeon shows. Like,
I know. And then I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and I'm not going to say her name because what I learned was quite intense for a nine-year-old conversation. But my friend, she told me that a friend of hers had to have a lot of conversations with her nine-year-old, and apparently she had to explain to her daughter what the licking a vagina hand signal or the hand motion was, because her nine-year-old daughter was taking pictures like that. And I was like, how do they even know this? Like, when I was,
it's the internet.
Yeah, but I was like, when I was 9 years old was when like the whole Clinton scandal happened, and I kept hearing about oral sex, and I'm like, but they're just talking about it. Like, I don't understand. Like, why is it a problem? It's oral sex. They're just talking about sex. So what's the big deal? I didn't understand that there was actually like an action you did with like your mouth. So I was super confused, but I never asked anybody about it. But also, I was nine, so I didn't know what it was. But no, my friend's daughter was taking pictures like this, like going like that. And I'm like, no.
Oh.
God damn it.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, mama. What's wrong, baby? You okay? What's wrong?
No.
Why don't you go to bed? You want some water? Get some. Go.
She's nodding yes and then no.
She's asleep, but it's
good talk.
Of course, I start talking about her. She comes in here.
Yeah, it's like, yes, yeah. You were saying.
But yeah, she had like, my friend had to have a conversation with her daughter about what BJs are, and like,
oh my god,
with a 9 year old. And I'm like,
no,
I just had to like tell my kid that he's just a normal boy. Just like talk to him like he's a. But she was like, mommy, he's so fast. Like, he runs really fast and he's really smart. And I was like. And she's like, and I'm not a good runner. And I'm like, but you're really smart. Like, you don't need to be a good runner to be friends with him. Like, just be friends with him. Ask him to play with you. Like, just be nice. And I took a picture of, like, the class today on the field trip. And she found a way to be next to him. And she grabbed his hand. And they came out holding hands in the picture. And it was really cute. And then I was like, but she's fucking brave as fuck. Because when I liked a little boy in fifth grade, I was in fifth grade. And she's in first grade. So when I liked the little boy in fifth grade, I didn't even want to talk to him. And here she is, like, I'm going to stand next to this motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Hand. Yeah, I'd basically just, like, giggle and stare from a distance.
Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, he's cute. And I'd be like, haha. And then I would run away.
Yeah, I'd tell my friends look, he was cute. And that's it.
Aww.
Look at her. She's just like, walked
right
up to
him. There, just
and then
him.
He didn't even mind it. He was just like, cool. I'll just, he like held her hand back. So it was kind of nice-ish.
So he's not a dick.
No, he's not. And he's like one of the tallest kids in the class. So good job, Sophie. And I think he's a cutie compared to the other kids. I mean, look at this one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm judging first graders.
Yeah, seriously, I'm like,
all right. NASA. I think this is a good
Yeah, when you start judging the first graders on their looks, yeah, we need
okay,
to go.
Listen, I didn't punch any first graders in the face today, so I deserve an
victory.
Award, okay?
That's a win right there.
Yeah, man, because I'm fearing, like,
it is
field
awful.
Trips and shit.
It's awful. Okay, so, like, this is the first field trip that I've actually had to, like, pay attention to other children besides my own.
Yeah, because you had to do a mix of everything.
What?
Like, you had to, like, watch. You had to take care of everybody.
Yeah, I had, like, two other children that I was responsible
right.
for.
Yeah, this wasn't, like, you came on a field trip
to be with your... Like, if Oliver were to go on a field trip, I would only be responsible for Oliver. Because he can't go unless a parent goes.
Yeah.
But this field trip, like, there was only four chaperones for the class. The teacher assigned us a couple of students per adult. Are you okay, Mama? What's wrong? What?
She wants to sleep with you.
Go to my bed. I'll be there in a minute.
That was a ploy.
I know.
People, that was
doesn't matter. She wants to go to my bed. I'm going to move.
Crazy. I want to sleep with you.
But yeah, like you.
But the two kids that I was with were fine. They were both apparently terrified of all the parrots that were everywhere because we went to Jungle Island, which for those of you who live here know that it used to be Parrot Jungle, so it was about birds.
Right.
So there's a lot of parrots everywhere, and Sophie would like walk up to them and she was like putting her hand out, expecting the parrots to like jump
like
on her.
Snow White.
It's like, aren't you supposed to fly on me? My arm is waiting for you.
Yeah, I know. And then the other two kids were like standing behind me, like, I'm scared. And I'm like, no, my kid has no fear. But the two kids that I had were fine. Like they were great. I didn't have any issues with them. It was the other kids.
You didn't have to punt a kid. So
no,
good.
I didn't have to punt a kid. Only the one that told me that Sophie was a snitch. Oh, I told him it's not nice to name call, is what I said.
That's when you break a bottle and you go, snitch is good. Snitch is good stitches. So, and you just snitched on her.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was calling her a snitch.
But Nathan snitched on her.
He snitched on her for being a snitch.
Nathan called my mom poopy head.
I mean,
no poopy pants the other day. And you're poopy pants. And I go, Nathan, we don't name call. He goes, I'm not calling her names. I'm just calling her a poopy pant.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's calling her a name. He goes, no, her name is Leila or Julie. I'm calling her a poopy pant. And I'm like,
I'm
losing this. I'm just going to go.
You're never going to win that.
I'm not going to win that. Because he's like, you're name calling. And I'm like, that's not her name. So therefore, it's not
name calling. You're calling her by a name that is not hers.
Correct.
Yeah. And he was like, no.
You are wrong, Mom.
You are wrong. Actually, which is the new word.
Actually. Yeah. He'll look away. He won't look in your eyes. He'll go, actually.
This is
it's a rhinoceros. And you're like, all right, kid.
Look, sure, Jan. Look at the hippo. Actually, Mommy, that's a rhinoceros.
Oh, my God. I felt like that at Parrot Jungle today because all the kids are like, look, it's a pig. And I'm like, it's a warthog, like Pumbaa. And they're like, it's a pig. And I'm like, it's a warthog.
You're Jeff. You're Jeff.
No, and they're like, look, it's a monkey. And I'm like, it's an ape.
Like, no, there's been times.
But I was trying to teach them. I was trying to be like, oh, yeah, it's this kind of monkey. And we walked by the flamingos. I'm like, guys, you know why flamingos are pink? And I said it. And one of the moms turned around and looked at me. And she goes, did you just make that up? And I'm like, no, like, it's because of the shrimp they eat. They turn pink. Like, that's why they turn pink. And she was like, is that a fun fact? And I'm like, uh-huh. And then I was like, God damn it, I'm my father. Because that's what my dad does.
Yeah. I'll be like, Nathan, it's so. When we took him to SeaWorld, I'm like, no, Nathan, it's that. No, Nathan, it's that. He's like, no, it's this. And I'm like, all right, if you want to live.
I can read fuckface. The thing says this.
No, I'll tell him. Well, if you want to live your life with the wrong information, that's up to you. And I walk away.
And I'm just like, did this just happen? And then Nathan will just be like, like, I want it to be a pig.
It's not.
And then
it's a fucking warthog.
Yeah.
Oh no, one kid called it a rhinoceros because it had tusks, and I'm like, it's a fucking warthog. Rhinoceros are really big.
This I know, I've seen them have sex. Wait, what?
I'm really interested to see that because they're huge and they feel very clunky.
It's terrifying.
It was a probably a show.
Oh, yeah. They should charge people at the zoo for that.
The zoo after dark.
The best was like when we went to the zoo the last time,
right.
We literally stopped and waited because two elephants looked like they were about to do it. And Christy was like, I think they're going to do it.
And I'm like, should we go? And she's like, no, let's see if they do it. And we're just waiting there. And then we're like, oh, wait, they're approaching. Oh, look, that one's... Oh, she's turning her ass around. Oh, she's facing him.
She's taking a position.
And then it didn't happen. We're like, all right, let's go.
Well, that's how I feel like when you see the elephant penis, you're like, but look at it.
Oh, my God.
It's so big. It's just so big. Okay.
On that note...
So, yeah, when we get to elephant penis, it's
elephant
time.
Peen.
Peen. All right, guys. So
jungle peen. No wait.
Elephant. I can read that.
Your own fucking handwriting.
I know, but sometimes I can't read it.
It's so hard for me to read my handwriting.
So thank this you. Episode, put your shoulders down, Chris.
Thanks for listening to Mamas.
We drank a Claude Dubois.
Claude Dubois.
A 2017 Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Insert Titus singing Pinot Noir.
California.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing I finished watching this week that made me cry.
Oh, Kimmy?
Kimmy made me cry. But yeah, it's a Pinot Noir. Christy, did you like it?
I did, actually. It wasn't bad.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yes, I liked it, too. Thanks for asking.
You're not a mama, but sure. Share your
opinion. So now I don't matter?
Yep.
It has alcohol.
That
so
was your it says our classic Pinot Noir offers lush flavors of red cherry, strawberry, and vanilla, mingled with aromas of baking spice and a silky finish.
I read that.
Creating the perfect one. I like to read it when I'm drunk.
I already read
it. I'm reading it again.
And I read it in a better voice.
I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Enjoy a glass by itself or pair it with your favorite pork or bacon dishes. Oh, it's perfect for you.
Our classic Pinot Noir.
That's how you read it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Hey, look through it and see if it'll point to an island that's clearly straight ahead of you, like in Aquaman.
I just see Christy. That was funny. Red cherry, strawberry, vanilla. I want to see what I smell. I smell vanilla and strawberry. Do you smell it? What do you smell?
He's getting notes of a oaky barrel.
Thing is, I got nose hair, so it's like...
You should be able to smell better.
I'm a little congested.
Do you smell the vanilla? I smell the vanilla.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't know what vanilla smells like. I can't, off the top of my head, I just can't think. I like vanilla ice cream, I just don't know what it smells. I don't smell my ice cream.
I will give you some Mexican vanilla to smell before you leave.
Okay.
So you can smell it.
Is that code for cocaine?
No, it's just Mexican.
You want, no. Well, Mexicans can have cocaine also.
All right, guys, we've taken
anyway.
So thank you, Jeffrey, for hanging out with us.
Sure.
We appreciate you filling in.
Anytime.
That person that's in Disney World.
Yeah. Eating bacon.
If you want to send us a wine recommendation or tell us a story about how you almost punted a first grader across a park, you can email us at mamazimmerlo. I got stuck, you guys.
Error.
MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. It's the same across all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And you can find us on iTunes, Acast, and Spotify, as well as the Geek Bro Network, where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts like What's Up Bro that Jeffrey's on, Zeros on Heroes, Mount Geekmore that Jeffrey's on.
Uh-huh.
What's Good, Shiver, that Jeffrey's on. The Talking Geek.
Which you're kind of on.
You're on like a side episode that they do. And Mr. Multiverse Comedy Fitness. And Pero Let Me Tell You. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
For listening.
It was so good. I had so much fun. I love you guys.
We love you too,
so
Jeffrey.
Much.
We love your faces. And cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.